The original research article entitled Distinct White Matter Alteration Patterns in Post-Infectious and Gradual Onset Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Revealed by Diffusion MRI was authored by Yu and Kwiatek et al. From the University of the Sunshine Coast, Australia. It was published in Scientific Reports in July 2025. Two different patterns of onset have been observed in ME/CFS in clinics. I, post-infectious ME/CFS, in which a viral or bacterial infection triggered the development of ME/CFS symptoms, and KE, gradual onset, in which ME/CFS symptoms develop slowly and progressively over months or years without any clear infection event. In this study, the authors used diffusion MRI to investigate whether post-infectious ME/CFS and gradual onset ME/CFS share a common neurological basis. The study included 43 participants with post-infectious ME/CFS and 33 participants with gradual onset ME/CFS, as well as 76 matched sedentary healthy controls. All ME/CFS participants were interviewed by two clinicians to confirm their diagnosis, Canadian consensus criteria, classifying them into the post-infectious ME/CFS or gradual onset ME/CFS groups, and assessing disease severity and duration. All participants underwent an MRI scan and completed questionnaires to evaluate depression, anxiety, and sleep. Participants also wore actigraphs for 7 days before and after the MRI, and this data was used, along with age and sex, to match ME/CFS and healthy control participants. Axial diffusivities in post-infectious ME/CFS participants were significantly higher than those of the healthy controls in several association and projection fibers. Higher axial diffusivity in this group correlated with worse physical health. By comparison, axial diffusivities in the gradual onset ME/CFS participants were significantly lower than those of the healthy controls in several brain regions. In this group, lower axial diffusivity correlated with worse mental health. When investigated, fractional anisotropy, mean diffusivity, and radial diffusivity showed no significant group differences. This study suggests different microstructural abnormalities in the white matter between post-infectious ME/CFS and gradual onset ME/CFS patients, and identifies axial diffusivity as a potential sensitive indicator of pathology. These different axial diffusivity alterations highlight different pathological processes and pinpoint the heterogeneity of ME/CFS disease.